Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that these teachings just bring her a lot of clarity so that she can understand your perfect will and obey you. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because He's the one that's going to protect you, okay, and guide you through these difficult times. And once you do, you're going to get persecuted, okay? But you can understand persecution if you understand Bible prophecy, because it helps out and bring a lot of clarity, because you see the same patterns play out in your daily life. Just talking about the difference between basically being in God's will and helping someone, okay, and being outside of God's will and helping someone. Because I do want to make this clear. There is times, of course, where you do need to help someone, okay, and it is led of the Holy Spirit. And that's not what I'm talking about here, okay, where someone's coming to you and they need help and, you know, you need to help them, okay. That's very different. You'll know that you're in God's will because it just, you can just judge a tree by its fruit. That's really what it boils down to. Because you help them, and if they're lost, then you get to also spread the gospel to them, okay? Or if they're a fruitful Christian, okay? You know, and you need to help them, it goes well because you just have that oneness of the Spirit to where you are helping them, they appreciate it, and they flourish, and you feel good, they feel good, and then both of you are blessed and abound of the Spirit. And you can just tell because a real someone who's of the Spirit handles things differently. They appreciate it. They it just bears fruit, you know what I mean? It goes well, okay? And I just want to make that clear. That's not what I'm talking about here, okay? Because there are times in Scripture where you need to help, of course, okay? Someone out when they come to you and they ask, okay? I'm talking about specific times because you're going to encounter this and it's going to be very difficult. Referring to the previous podcast where people are going to be coming to you and they're going to be asking for help. And the Holy Spirit's going to make it clear to you that He's done what's happened to them, that it's His will, and you need to not get in His way. And if you get in His way, you're going to have problems with Him, okay? And you need to remember, He's the one that's taking care of you, okay? And you'll just know it, because the whole situation will just go bad. The whole thing will go bad. Afterwards, you'll find yourself in a situation going, I am not in God's will. Things are going just really terribly. You'll feel this fear inside, okay? You might even try and have faith, but you'll find out you can't, okay? Because the Holy Spirit's letting you know that this person's dangerous. They're going to consume whatever it is all of you that you have, okay? Because they're of the flesh, and they haven't repented, and they haven't been dealt with, and you need to deal with them directly and wax bold about their souls, because the Holy Spirit's doing this and bringing about this hard time because they're on their way to hell, and you need to deal with them about that, okay? And it's going to be hard, and He's humbled them and put them in a low place so that they will hear you, okay? And you need to seize the opportunity to go after them, okay? And then, of course, like I already mentioned, once they do, praise God, you know, come here, let's move forward, and you help them along, okay? But you got to get past that point. And if you don't, and you just sort of say, okay, no, I'm sure it'll be fine, it won't be. They'll come and they'll consume everything, and it will be really bad. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that starting her day, that she just really humbles her heart, knowing that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be prepared to get through these difficult times. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.